got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? This is Chris Cote, and you are?
I am Todd Richards.
Yeah, but who are you really?
Who are
what
you
really?
What
makes you tick?
I am the king of the echo people.
This isn't one of those podcasts where we interview people. We would like for it to be that, but we don't really care to talk to other people but each other, right, Todd?
I'm a introvert.
He's introverted, folks. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. You know it as the Monday Mass. It is... What is this? February 4th, 2020, the year of the future.
10 more days till Valentine's Day.
How many more days till Christmas? A couple?
Just a few.
Got a couple. Well, before we get into our wonderful ad block that people actually really enjoy.
The ad block is 60% of the entertainment for this show.
You know what?
I've decided that.
I feel like you're right. And I feel like the listeners will agree.
What the fuck is going on with your shoes?
Oh, my God.
You look like you stepped in ectoplasm.
Well.
What is it?
That's something.
That's weird. Look how weird those are. Are those skate shoes?
Yes, these are skate shoes. And if you're watching online, there they are.
But it looks like you stepped.
They're the new Vans Ultimate Waffle with clear soles.
It kind of looks.
That's neither here nor there, Todd.
Yeah, but it kind of looks like you might have stepped in some semen.
It's like in The Outsider. Man juice. Here's what we're talking about this week.
Okay.
Vulcan Pipe Pro. We're talking about the Super Bowl. We're talking about new surfboards coming out. We're talking about surf books. We're talking about Vans Park Series. Jake Wooten. Some new socks. Dew Tour is it going to be a big one. Snowboarder Awards. A brand new... massive attraction coming to Disney California Adventure and more. But before we get out to that, let's talk about this. Adventure.io, Todd.
Adventure.io. Did you see what they were doing yesterday here? Adventure.io and create your own adventure. They were driving around in electric motorcycles.
I saw that. That looks fun. We'll be doing that soon on our own electric bikes. Super 73.
That comes later in the
more,
sponsor.
Yeah, more. Adventure.io, of course, that's where you can have a once-in-a-lifetime or a multi-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Todd and I put on an adventure. Our friend Rhino858 came, and guess what? We got a great review for that adventure.
Duh.
I mean, who wouldn't give us a wonderful review on such a great time?
5 out of 5 would adventure again.
Get the Adventure.io app. Because whether you want to make the adventure your vacation or you're on vacation and you want to put an adventure in your vacation, it's all right there, Adventure.io. OGO, Todd, we got some new bags coming. OGO re-signing for 2020 as a podcast sponsor and a bag sponsor.
It's great.
And I'm going to fit you. I'm going to get you a bag and I'm going to fit you in it.
Okay.
And we're bringing you along. Okay. I'm going with you.
Cool, I can get to
and
go.
And we don't need buddy passes on airlines because we're riding in each other's OGO bags. We're getting the big dogs.
All right.
They're coming.
I hope Thank I you, get OGO. One this time.
You will. This is not just a tease. I promise you. Right. K2 Snowboarding. K2's got some new hype coming out with the Men Boys.
What's the hype?
The Men Boys. You know, new filming projects, new radness. Right. K2. The broadcast and the man boys. What could be better than man boys and K2
Lady boys?
Collab? Maybe that's next. Panic and coffee and tea. I want to thank you, Todd, for bringing me.
I brought you one.
You didn't cough into this like I just heard you do, right?
No.
Okay, good.
I coughed in my armpit
because this coffee is hot as
I just
hell.
I just like to warn, like tell you, preface this. If you hear me coughing, it's because I'm getting over a sinus infection, not because I have the coronavirus.
Too many coronas, man. Too soon. It's actually fine. Cases are already dropping in the USA, so we're fine. Case closed.
Cases.
Chemistry surfboards. Tell me about your latest adventures on your chemistry surfboards, Todd.
I picked up a new one like a week ago, but I haven't waxed it yet.
A lot of people talking about it.
I know. It's pretty cool. If you want to, if you want a new board for summer, right now is when you need to order it because
they're going
to
be busy.
Those guys are busy over there.
Yeah. And I have a board and I'm excited for summer because this looks like the summertime blade. Can't wait.
The one I made you?
Yes.
Back in 1919?
Yes.
2019?
No, it's hyper modern. It's a 2020 model. At Chemistry Surfboards is where you go to get your new board. YouOnline.com. Tons of stuff coming to YouOnline.com. They got a funny Instagram, too. You follow them, obviously.
Sure.
At YouOnline. Funny stuff.
I follow a lot of people.
Yeah, but they're probably one of the better follows that you have.
You think?
I got NanoCraft CBD in my coffee right now.
Wait. There's something I have from NanoCraft CBD.
What do you got?
Hold on.
What do you got?
Hold on.
Somebody said something?
Oh, wait. No. Never mind.
Big news. Todd's got no news about it.
No, I have not. It's about one of the others.
Have you been sleeping well?
No.
Because you don't have enough NanoCraft nighttime, huh?
I need more.
I'll get you more. They'll get you more. Super 73 bikes. They're in the mail, Todd.
I hope.
They're coming.
Like when?
Soon.
I feel like I need it.
It's coming soon.
We got good ones.
I actually, I had never ridden a Super 73 bike until last week when I was in Hawaii on the North Shore for the Vulcan Pi Pro. My friend Joe Turpel, the voice of surfing, loaned me his Super 73 electric bike.
Are you backing it?
And it is so good. I rode it back.
Did you pedal at all or did you just
pedal? Who pedals? Pedaling's stupid.
You just use a throttle.
You can pedal if you choose. I didn't. You just throttle up. And I tell you, the attention that I got, positive attention on the North Shore for me, which is crazy.
It's a first.
I know. People are going, what is that bike? That thing's sick. So,
oh, yeah. Can't forget about New Greens.
New Greens.
And that's what I have to add here.
That's what you're going to add. At New Greens.
At New Greens.
And I did bring New Greens to the North Shore as well. Mind, body, soul, felt great, looked great, tastes great. That's debatable.
If you would like to...
If I taste great, we know New Greens tastes great. That is gross.
If you would like to get a discount...
Come on.
We have our own splash page at the New Greens website now.
Really?
Go to newgreens.com/mass, M-A-S-S, capital, and you'll see us. We have our own little page.
Today, I'm going to make sure... When I do the social media flurry, the PR push for this episode, I'm going to include all of the codes for all the companies we work with.
That's sick.
We actually have a code for everybody, I think. So I'm going to put them up there so we all remember them and everybody knows. Todd, Camp Shred is coming back February 29th and March 1st here at Cardiff Campgrounds in Encinitas, California. Beautiful Cardiff by the Sea.
And you're in charge of it?
I am in charge of the entertainment.
Is your brother in charge of the other part?
No.
I thought he was.
No, he's part of it.
It's cool. We're
all part of it.
Okay.
The whole community is part of it. Scott Desiderio is going to be helping coordinate, man the show. Surfer Magazine's putting it on. Surf Ride's a sponsor. The world's biggest surfboard demo. I am in charge of entertainment.
Yep.
So on the Love Boat, who would I be?
Gopher. No, wait. You would be Julie.
I am the Julie from the Love Boat of Camp Shred 2020. I'm booking bands. Todd, I got a special treat for you.
I'm pretty hyped on this.
I got a band playing on Sunday you might know of.
You got portions of TSOL, right?
That's right.
Do you have the TS or the OL? God, that song
This is exclusive right here.
Good.
Nobody even knows about this yet.
They don't know about this?
No, this is the first time I'm letting it out there. I got Change Today. Joe Wood plays the best of TSOL 1983-1993.
I am actually like super hyped to go to that.
It is going to be a legendary. We're talking Joe Wood, full band, playing TSOL hits, the good stuff from TSOL that we all love as surfers, on the bluff in Cardiff. Beer garden, all ages area, sunset time, golden hour.
Over 40.
It's going to be crazy.
It's an over 40 show.
It's an everybody show because we're going to be turning our children on to TSOL, mm-hmm. as they should be. Very excited about that. Also got pounded by the surf. Hobo Dave's coming.
Who's Hobo Dave?
Hobo Dave is this epic artist from up in Ventura.
Is he a hobo?
He's good friends with like Gadaskis Burroughs, oh, okay. and his music is great. And more. Oh, I'm going to be doing it on Sunday. I'm going to be doing a surf video soundtrack trivia DJ set.
That's cool.
With TSOL, Joe Wood, 1983 to 93 Change Today. So basically, play a song, and you run up and tell me what surf film it's from, and you get a prize. That's all coming to Camp Shred, and we'll be talking about that all month long in February.
Fun.
Do you have any more sponsor news?
Do I have any more sponsor news?
Yeah, no. Do you have any more sponsors you want to talk about?
Not really.
Well, let's get into it.
Okay.
Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. I feel like we should do breaks, bumpers like this. Right?
What?
With
music?
Yeah. Let's just keep on the train. Here we go. Okay. Surf News.
Okay, that's
remember
enough.
The old times when we used to do that? Those
Did
were
we do
the
that?
Good days. Yeah, there
we
used to be bumpers.
Oh.
It's before your time. That was before this podcast got good.
Right?
PT. Pre-Todd. Now it's real. Todd, I was in Hawaii for 4 days in a row.
That's okay, so that was a really quick.
Crazy.
That was a really whirlwind trip to Hawaii.
So.
Who's that?
Calling me.
Your chick's calling you.
Oh my gosh, she interrupted the live feed.
No, it's cool.
It's cool. So basically, for those of you who don't know, surf contests at the elite level have a 8 to 10 day waiting period.
Yep.
Vulcan Pipe Pro, which is now a QS5000, had the same thing. The waiting period window opened on January 28th. Closed on February 9th. Unprecedented conditions at Pipeline for the first 3 days. They just went boom, boom, boom. 3 days in a row, the fourth day being the final.
Then it was just warm fourth
day
wasn't dog shit.
Crazy good, but it was still good
mm-hmm.
for anywhere else in the world. But the first 3 days was just
as good
classic
as it
Pipeline.
Oh, I watched.
Classic Pipeline. And what impressed me the most... I mean, the whole thing was, besides the Drew Toons cartoons, which were the best part of the entire contest.
Okay, so how did you know that was coming? That
yes.
whole thing? Okay, so here's those of you that don't know, Chris, like the Volcom, the way Volcom does it is it's really fun. It's your typical Volcom, like where they make it really fun and kind of wacky and
fun and exciting.
So Chris had a cartoon made of him and his girlfriend, Carolyn, and his kids.
Yeah, so
that's freaking awesome.
Drew Toons is a genius. So basically, I just recorded myself, my girlfriend, my kids saying funny stuff, sent it to Drew Toons. He animated it, and now my dream has come true. Of
why doesn't he?
Cartoon.
Can we get animated?
We can.
We should send stuff to him.
Let's do it.
I'm sick of doing these Photoshops. I'm running out of shit to
you're
Photoshop
out,
you into.
No, you're not.
That's true.
You're not. Waves, Tubes, and Freaks has stepped up, by the way. Side note, Waves, Tubes, and Freaks has stepped up. They want to do a Monday Mass collab shirt.
Is that the people who did the
Larry David shirt? Larry David surfing in the tube?
Oh.
Waves, Tubes, and Freaks.
They want to do a Monday Mass one?
Oh, yeah. Get ready for it. Coming soon.
You should
soon.
See my Marilyn Manson Photoshop where I put Marilyn Manson in a barrel.
I like it. Yeah. I like it already.
Have you seen Marilyn Manson?
No, but I want to.
It's cool.
Back to the Vulcan Pipe Pro. 4 days in a row. Bunch of kids in the early rounds. Crazy. This is a QS5000, so... But there was another QS5000 in Morocco, which not young one. We'll talk more about that.
Let's just get to the meat of this.
So
Connor Coffin's wave.
Connor Coffin's perfect 10.
Unreal.
Crazy, right?
Didn't look real.
He was...
I thought it was his closeout, and he was going to get hurt.
Yeah, he was on the verge of a disaster. Rode it out like a bucking Bronco riding straight through the gates of hell. Made it. Perfect 10.
And then who else... Like, I think it was in the quarterfinals. Not Flynn Novak. Who is the kid who got the barrel up pipe, basically went down the face sideways? You were commentating.
Eli Hanneman?
Eli Hanneman's wave, where like it was a really short barrel, but he basically just like slid on.
Oh, we were talking about side slip boogie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
So the big story for me there, of course, Wiggly Dontas won, which is rad. Wiggly's earned it. He won doing turns at backdoor, which is kind of wild in itself. But, you know, the waves weren't classic pipeline. Mm. But taking nothing away, Wiggly rules. Zhao Chianca. Did you see the one wave in the final that Zhao Chianca got where he did three turn combo?
No.
That was.
I don't remember that.
Straight up championship tour level surfing. Crazy, crazy good.
It was a backdoor wave?
Backdoor wave, medium size, smaller one. It was almost an afterthought. And he just freaking ripped the thing so hard. Yago Dora third. Fourth place was Seth Moniz. But the kids in this contest. Wow. Some shout outs. Ryder Guest. Did you watch him? Goofy footer. Kind of Machado-esque, perfect style. Insanely, insanely good at pipe. Makana Pang, little kid, charging. Dylan Pastrana from Puerto Rico. And Eli Hanneman mm-hmm. was the other shout-out. So Vulcan Pipe Pro, y'all probably watched it. Do you think the people that listen to this, do you think the crossover is they watch all of the other shit that we do, like Vulcan Pipe Pro, yeah. G-Tour, et cetera?
You know what I thought was really interesting? Of course they do.
Thank you for watching.
What Wassel pointed out during the broadcast was how, you know, these kids go to the school right there. What's
Sunset Elementary.
The Sunset Elementary right there. Like, how the heck, when you are that age and you know it's going off and you know the contest is happening and you can hear the loudspeakers at Sunset Elementary, like,
yeah.
How do the teachers keep these kids, like, engaged?
I have no idea. I think that was maybe Makana Pang. It was one of the younger kids who was telling us about that they would be in class and they could clearly hear the announcers.
Yeah, depending on which way the wind's blowing.
Wiggly Dontas needs an 8.5.
How would you concentrate? Because 95% of the kids that go there are all surf turkeys.
I couldn't concentrate in school anyway.
Right.
Imagine if there's the biggest contest going on. So that was the big event. And then there was a smaller event that was happening in Pismo Beach.
Oh, I saw that.
The Slow Cal Open Pismo Beach. San Clemente San Clemente duo took the wins. Kevin Scholes and Sawyer Lindblad.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still freaking out on Kevin Scholes.
Kevin Scholes
edit.
Is nuts. And you see some of his clips
from
what looked like basically a closeout in Pismo?
Yeah. Kid's really good.
Ripping.
And you know what? He's a really nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Humble. Awesome. I love that kid. Kevin Scholes won it. Brett Simpson got second.
I saw that.
And how sick is this? In a post-heat interview, Brett Simpson was saying, yeah, it is kind of weird that I'm surfing against some of the kids that I coach and team manage, but I always tell them, if you can't beat me,
beat yourself.
If you can't beat your team manager, well, in all fairness, Brett Simpson is probably one of the best team managers in all of surfing.
I like Simpo.
Right?
He's right.
Simpo rules. I'm going to save that one for nerd news. O'Neill has been pumping out content from Oahu and Maui as part of the Hawaii Live Series. Have you watched any of this?
No.
It's really good.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Brett Barley, Toy Meister, Ian Crane, Soli Bailey, Eli Olson. We got clips of Russell Bierke, Pe'ahi, Brett Barley, Jordy Smith has some great surfing. So Todd, you should watch it if you want to get pumped. Team O'Neill is an underrated surf team. If you think of all the guys they have and girls they have together as a unit, pretty psycho of a team.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there. Our buddies, Ain't That Swell. One of the best podcasts in the world. Probably the best surfing-focused podcast mm-hmm. in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They got a new episode out with Kong. Do you know who Kong is?
Gary Elkerton.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
And I was wondering if he liked being called Kong. He loves it. He loves it. Just had our friend Greg Fernandez in here.
He was here?
He's a consultant.
Oh.
For everything.
Is he still consulting with the wave pool?
He's consulting with all the wave pools.
When can we go to the wave pool?
Let's go. But he told me about Jordy Smith's new line of surfboards called Smith Shapes. Jordy Smith, one of the best surfers in the world, of course, has some boards out. We got his dad shaping some boards, Chris Gallagher with some designs. So kind of a new heavy-hitting board company coming into the market. I would ride a Smith board. If Jordy, Jordy rips.
But I wonder if it's going to be like a stand-up board. You ever seen
like
Jordy?
Like a stand-up paddle? I can't ride Jordy's boards. But you can order any size you want.
Okay.
And speaking of surfboards, Dark Arts. Carbon fiber surfboards designed by Justin Turnus. Includes designs from Pizel and Smith Shapes. So they're
Dark Arts on it.
Dark Arts. So they're jet black, sick looking boards, all carbon fiber.
Witchcraft.
Yeah. Witchcraft surfboards, Dark Arts. And they will have a whole demo fleet at Camp Shred.
Really?
Yes. I got two new surf books. Print is not dead, Todd.
I saw these. You have. Sorry. I'm coughing.
It's okay.
City Surf San Francisco. This is awesome.
Yeah, Nate Lawrence.
Especially with the white Rasta Pasta on the cover.
The Rasta Pasta. I got the bonus print in there. No biggie.
I'm going to look through it. I'm going to tell the audience what I'm looking at. So this
give
is,
us a visual tour
I'm just gonna
of this
flip.
First
Can you
surf
hold
book.
It? Hold
I'll
that.
Hold that.
You hold the picture.
That's a signed,
so we open
signed
it up,
picture.
And there's, I just opened right up to a page of Elisa Steamer.
Sick.
That's cool.
See? And she surfs in San Francisco.
It's rad.
It's great design,
Ocean Beach
beautiful.
Is so scary, and then there's, pictures of basically just the surf culture in here. I want one of these.
San Francisco is the best.
It's
still no matter how many people hating on it because of Silicon Valley, blah blah blah. It's such a rad city, and
there's
Nathan Lawrence captured it wonderfully.
This is rad. I like this. I like books like this that kind of have like a vibe to
yeah.
it. It's not necessarily like surf porn. It has more like a vibe of the surf.
This is
culture.
This is specifically about San Francisco surf culture.
I always love that the wave under the bridge, even though I know it's it's
I've
gay,
never
but
surfed
it's kind
it,
of a novelty
like
wave because it doesn't break that often. But this is cool.
It's a great book, and I got a shirt to match.
You did?
Yeah, I'll put it on in the gram.
Yeah, they've set you up with everything.
Also,
what's that?
Russell Hoover, legendary surf photographer, has a brand new book out. It's called Surf. It's right there, Todd.
Go figure.
Now, this is glossy, about 300-plus pages of past, present, and future iconic images. There's a lot of photos in there that when you see those, you go, okay, Russell Hoover shot that. So since there are really not very many magazines available out there, support surf photographers. Buy their books.
Do you think that'll be the new thing, that magazines are going away, that like the photographers will hold on to their images because they know they're not getting paid, and it's kind of wasteful for them to put these super good images on Instagram because they don't get anything. Like, there's no
right,
like.
Right.
So, do you think they'll hoard the best images and start putting out iconic books like this? I think that's not really necessarily a bad idea.
I'm fine with that. I collect surf books. I got a bunch of them. They're at my house. They're not there. All I have down there is a G.G. Allen book.
Oh, he's good. That's one
nice,
of my favorite.
Nice guy.
Just rubbing shit.
Yeah, so
on
support
yourself.
Those two books, Russell Hoover, Surf Photography, as well as City Surf, San Francisco by Nathan Lawrence. Speaking of a name that actually sounds a lot like Nathan Lawrence,
Nathan Lawrence got engaged.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
She said yes.
Airtime Nate got engaged.
Airtime Nate engaged his longtime lady friend, Mahina Garcia, making for the ultimate power couple.
It's cool.
The baby's going to be born doing like 20 squat lunges or whatever CrossFit stuff they do.
Maybe they could name their kid Squat Lunge.
They should name the kid CrossFit.
Right.
Because
I like Squat Lunge.
Squat Lunge Florence. All right. Well, Nathan, Mahina, if you name your child Squat Lunge, you can thank us later.
Squat Lunge.
In the announcement. They're not pregnant, but they're engaged.
Could be, though.
I don't know. That's none of my business.
I don't know.
Whatever they do in their private time, that's their own business. Todd.
Yep.
We're just flying through surf news. You got any other surf news?
I'm sure I'll think of some.
I'm sure you'll think of some driving home after the podcast
right?
is done being recorded. It's fine with me. Todd, I got a letter here from the one and only Steve Van Doren.
I got a letter from the government the other day.
I'm going to paraphrase for you. Dear Chris Cote, how are you? Steve Van Doren here. I want to personally reach out and thank you for supporting Vans Park Series throughout the years. Yada, 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 yada.
Unfortunately,
hope to see you in Paris throughout this year at Vans Park Series. Sincerely, Steve Van Doren.
So that's
for the invite.
For the commentators?
I'm in. I'm in.
I want to commentate the Vans Park Series.
Dude. Well, finally, you're not invited to something that I got invited to.
Whatever.
Once in a lifetime happening. Like, you know that contest is going to happen at Wavepool that I'm not going to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Back to surf news.
I can't stop looking at your shoes, dude.
It's called... Oh, yeah. Speaking of Vans, this is skate news.
Are we doing skate news now?
Yeah.
The skate news brought to us by Vans now?
Skate news is brought to us by Adventure.io.
Okay.
And if you want an adventure, go to Elliot Sloan's Instagram and watch his new stuff.
I'm tripping on these Vans. Okay. Let me describe to the viewer what I'm looking at here. He's got a pair of basically Vans slip-ons. These are the new Vans skate slip-ons, but it looks like...
Ultimate Waffle.
It looks like they coated the whole... Like, the shoe is kind of coated, and it looks like a resin.
Like I stepped in a puddle of
resin.
It's
basically like the sole from the Ave shoe, but it looks like the sole is like growing up onto the shoe.
Here, put there. These are brand new.
I'm not a.
Put it on. Just stick it on your foot.
You stick it on your.
You're gonna trip out on the comfort level here.
Let me see that.
The comfort level.
That is a good. Whoa, that comfort level
wild.
Is good. Do they make other colors?
I don't know.
I mean,
these are those shoes that like. "Quote unquote," fell off the back of a truck. You know what I'm saying?
You mean like a speaker?
My friend Jive asked James. Actually, took these off his feet and gave them to me because I said those shoes are sick. So, yeah.
All right.
So that was a double dose of news there. I got these new Vans on that are awesome. They're super comfortable. You can go to Vans.com and check them out. And thank you to Mr. Steve Van Doren for the letter. Thank you for the invite to Vans Park Series. That's why I can't go to Stab High.
Uh-huh.
I was invited.
Must be nice.
Just kidding. Nobody invited me. You're going to have fun, though.
I don't even know if I'm going.
Really? All this talk. And you're not even invited either. Did you watch? I invite you, Todd.
Okay.
You're in the Wooten Clan, right? At the
shirt.
Urge Skate Co. trademark. In the Wooten Clan. You got a shirt.
I didn't see Jake Wooten's new clip, though.
You have not watched his new banging clip?
What's the deal?
He destroys the barracks. They're going to have to rebuild it.
I saw a piece of it.
They're basically going to have to rebuild the barracks.
The gap over
to... He broke it.
What do you do? There's like a... Never mind. I'm just going to shut up.
He does some kind of bigger flip disaster. Like, Jake Wooten, you rule. Aurelien Girard. You know that French maniac that does big tricks down big things?
Okay.
He's now pro for Plan B. Which I think Sargente should be pro for Plan B as well. But Aurelien's really gnarly.
Gonna
too.
Say that.
I hung out with Alex Sargente on the North Shore.
How was that? How'd that go?
I hung out with Sargente, CJ Collins, Zion Wright, and Chris Russell. They did a Red Bull skate demo.
At the park?
At the Pipeline Skate Park. Got some big news from CJ Collins.
What's that?
So CJ Collins is on a blaster of a year already for 2020. He designed a whole collection with Volcom.
Saw it.
And filmed a whole video part, ripping around in an old school 4Runner with the top off. Remember those from high school?
The old school kids
had?
Or he cut the top off his.
You know, remember you used to be able to take the top off the 4Runner?
Sure.
He got one of those, and he's doing jumps in the desert. Filmed a sick video part, and he's working on a new video part coming soon. A new Red Bull part with Peacock. It's going to be sick.
Speaking of crazy skate news... Did you see Paul's St. Archer commercial? Paul Rodriguez skating around.
Oh, my God, in Ocean Beach.
In the freaking Super Bowl.
We have, I got a line of questioning for you in nerd news regarding Super Bowl ads, but this is fitting for skate news.
I just thought it was crazy. You know, like, never in a million years and being involved
with
St. Archer.
Aren't you a part owner of St. Archer?
Was.
You was. You was.
I was.
You was. Why weren't you in the ad? I would have liked to seen you.
Just snowboarding around.
Snowboarding around Ocean Beach.
Ocean Beach. But at any rate, it was just really cool to see it be local.
Yeah.
And really cool to see just skateboarding be
That was the global broadcast,
center.
Right? That was
Yeah, that's like for real.
When I was flying home from Hawaii, in and out of the Super Bowl, watching it on my computer and stuff. It was pretty wild. So I missed some of the ads. I missed that one live, but then I rewatched it this morning. It was great. It was a feel-good type of commercial. Yeah. I don't even drink.
I don't even Super Bowl.
I just want to skate around ocean. I want to skate around with Paul Rodriguez. You're one of those guys that makes the jokes during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, touch points.
What's happening today?
I just don't care.
You don't care.
I've never liked football.
Good.
Football represented everything that was wrong with, like, yeah. That's why I started skateboarding.
I mean, it was something to do between flights for me. I don't really care. I did like the halftime show.
Shakira?
Oh, yeah.
I like all the memes that came from the... the goat.
The best.
I was crying laughing.
If I wasn't a Vans lifer, mm-hmm. unless they...
You could get cut.
Fired me, which it's not going to happen. I just got a letter from Steve Van Doren.
Could happen.
I would rock the Converse Sean Pablo Cons CTAS Pro Highs, brand new colorway.
That was a lot of words.
What if you said that to your grandma? That's. Hey, grandma, I would rock the Converse X Sean Pablo Cons CTAS Pro High, deconstructed version of the original well-known Chuck Taylor shoe.
You know, we used
to... Oh, go ahead.
We used to skate in Chucks all the time.
But the old Chucks.
The old Chucks. We could get...
How's
we,
your back doing? How's not, your shin splints
doing? Not good, but we used to be able to go and get a pair for $5.
They the new ones have... Listen, this is...
Sometimes
I got this
we get
straight,
the leather ones. The leather ones with
the
sick ones.
Ooh,
the
leather
last
ones
longer.
Will last. Oh. Yeah, if you didn't... If you just wore the canvas ones, your ollie hole in about 40 seconds, yep. And then your foot bleeds.
Right.
The Ortho Light insole and the Nike Zoom Air heel is what is saving Sean Pablo these days.
Okay.
He looks cool in them. Handsome guy. Jeez. Merge Socks. You know Merge Socks?
No. This
Merge
is another sock
Socks.
Company?
Steve Douglas from New Deal.
Oh.
Penned a 30th anniversary collaboration deal. A new deal. They signed a new deal with Merge Socks. Sorry about that. Merge Socks is now doing a collab with New Deal. So you can get socks with New Deal graphics on them.
That's kind of cool.
How did you have New Deal boards? Did you have a couple of them?
I kind of was on New Deal.
You were sponsored by New Deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, we talked about this. Go ahead.
That's it. What are we talking about?
Tell me the story.
I got New Deal boards.
Do you have any other skate news?
Anything else?
skate news coming up. We want to congratulate Alex White, the Alex White.
Mm-hmm.
She is the Crux team manager.
Yeah, I know.
And
yeah, I know.
I'm not trying to butter her bread, but it's rumored that she's the greatest team manager there is now.
She could be.
And she might be sending myself and my boys a Crux package.
Wow. Must be nice.
Do you want to get in on that?
Must be nice. I'll just I don't want to get in on your package.
You want one of my trucks?
Do you want a truck?
You want a truck?
Yeah.
I'll give it. You made me a truck?
That's cool.
The new Thrasher magazine has a great story about
Alex?
Team managers. She's one of them.
I saw like the little snippets
yeah.
of it where Alex
it's cool.
she posted a bunch of stuff.
It's what to do if you want to be on the team and be a beloved part of the team. And then it's also what not to do. So...
You don't want to be a team manager's nightmare.
No. Don't be a dipshit.
You don't want to be the person that calls the team manager and the team manager just sends you straight to VM.
Yeah.
Or yeah, you're on a strictly text basis with your TM.
You're on a need to know no basis.
Yeah,
the
no,
answer is
you
need
to
know.
No.
yeah, what else? That's all I got for skate news.
Skate news is...
Albeit I'm a little bit, to be honest, a little bit jet lagged from Hawaii. Does that sound weird?
No.
I was only there 5 days.
But, I mean, 3 hours and 6 hours, like those,
right?
Even coming from the East Coast, 3-hour jet lag is not,
I feel like
it's
real. I get more jet lagged coming
here,
east to west.
East to west?
Or west to east.
West to east.
One of those.
Kay.
I'm lagging. And I, yeah,
all right.
That's it. That's skate news.
Don't worry about it.
Hey.
Snow news is...
You made me sandwich.
Snowboard news is brought to you by K2 Snowboard... Oh, here we go. We have to put a song in there.
Hold on. We're doing this again.
Same song? All right.
I got a new one for you.
Wait, it's...
Joe Wood, Change Today, Camp Shred, Sunday, March 1st.
All right, okay, all right.
Name that tune.
Okay, so here we are.
Red Shadows.
We are in Snowboard News, brought to you by K2 Snowboards.
K2 Snowboards, that's right. Like I said at the top of the show, the man boys, K2, always up to no good. I mean, they're always up to good in the snow hood. Don't know if they're at Mount Hood, but it's going to be good when the man boys and K2 get together.
You can stop anytime.
That was kind of amateur rap.
Listen.
Listen. Tell me about Dutour.
Okay, Dutour, I have to go there tomorrow. Tomorrow being Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, I'm glad I got you in time.
I go to Dutour tomorrow, and we do Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's supposed to dump snow.
No, it's going to do down.
Of course it is. The more money you spend on your event, the deeper the snow during your event.
I like it. And you know what?
I'm going to go out there
and snowboard. The deeper the cushion, the sweeter the pushing, if you know what I'm saying, when it comes to snowboarding.
I met her on Monday. That's my lucky bun day.
Do you know what that is? Now, yeah.
You know what song
Spinal
that is?
Spinal Tap.
That's right.
Big Bottoms. Now, Todd.
What?
I got a surefire measurement for 9 inches of snow. So, if you guys need snow measured.
Snow measured.
Up to, but not above.
All right.
So, tell me, like, what's the excitement? What's the hype level?
All right.
Foreshadow some Dutour for us. This is a big event.
Dutour this year, it's a different than your normal contest.
A different do.
It's a different do this
Let's
year.
Let's do it a little differently.
This do is going to hit a little different.
Okay.
We've got modified super pipe.
You can snort it.
Not just a half pipe, but we have elements of jumps and freestyle features.
So this is the similar structure that allowed me to fall in love with Renny Renekongas for the first time.
You could fall in love with him all over
again.
So
it's a base. It's a standard super pipe that's all cut up, wedged up.
But it's not. There's nothing standard about it, Chris. We're here to bend the rules.
So that's an oxymoron. What I said.
You are a moron.
An unstandardized, non-super but totally super pipe.
Yes, and then we have a slope style event.
Okay, and that's rails and jumps.
That's rails and jumps. Put them all together in a cornucopia of
Brock Crouch is going to win.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there. That's,
and then
that's
we have
that guy.
The street style, which is a rail jam with
Let's call Brock Crouch.
Brock Crouch is in Japan.
He's not going to be at Dutour?
He might be, but maybe he's in transit.
Should we try to call him?
Hey, listen to this craziness.
You said you want to try to call someone. Go ahead. You're talking crazy.
I'm just going to tell you some craziness.
Okay.
So you know how there's this whole coronavirus going down?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was talking to some friends of mine who are in Japan right now.
Right.
And, you know, there's... Japan is really popular with Chinese tourist ski groups.
Okay.
And they come over, and there's a lot of people in like these ski groups, and there's a
guided,
lot
like guided tours. Yeah.
Like, it's really popular.
Okay.
There are no because you can't, they've been on lockdown in China. You can't leave China. So there's.
Now, is it you can't leave all of China or just the areas affected?
From what I've heard from my friends that are in Hokkaido right now, the ski areas are like dead because it's not only, you know, people aren't coming from China, but people are just afraid to travel because of the mass hysteria of the coronavirus. So like the ski areas in Japan are like empty.
Over half the people at LAX were wearing masks. I've never seen
that
before.
I wore a mask on the way back from when I went to, we had to go do a show for the Grand Prix that happened last weekend at Mammoth. I flew back from...
Was it like a Ronald Reagan mask, like in Point Break?
Oh, my God. You imagine just get on the plane and be like, yeah.
It's the only mask I had.
No, I mean, I'm not... I definitely was, like, washing my hands a lot.
Yeah.
I wiped down the tray. Like, I've seen people doing this on the plane a lot. Like, they wipe down the tray and they...
Gotta have wet wipes on the plane. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea in general.
Oh, my God.
But it's like, you know, it's no more... crazy than the flu. The flu kills more people. I mean, so far, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen when this fucking virus mutates.
Right. It's the same as those proctological injuries we hear so much about, right?
Proctological?
You know, one in a million
Your
shot
butthole.
Where something goes,
right.
When you fall on a water bottle or a TV remote. It's like that.
I've
transmitted.
Jesus, who is that?
That's more homies calling. It's all right. Hey, we're back, live streamers. We're good.
I have friends that well, this one friend in particular. And
I got a friend who fell on something in the shower.
Well, no, listen, this is really funny. Kay. So I surf with her a lot, and she's friends of Devin and myself.
Okay.
Devin Ryerson from New Greens.
Yeah. Hey. New Greens. At
so
New Greens.
So she works at Scripps.
Oh man, I know where this is going.
She's an EMT. Like okay. She works in the emergency room.
Big fan of the show.
She says like there's an inordinate amount of people that come in with shit stuffed in their buttholes.
Well, isn't that where shit comes from?
Well, not that shit.
Oh,
foreign objects. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's very common. I mean, looking around my desk right now, there's a million
things
you could put in there.
You could fall on anything in here. I mean, anything is a butt plug, really.
If you think about it.
If you think about it.
I mean, if you think about it the right way, which I do, I laid awake last night thinking about that, to be honest.
So anyway, because
we're all scatologically curious, if you think about it.
Scatologically?
Like, I don't.
Did you say scatologically?
Yeah, I don't
is
want.
Is that like scat, like scat, like.
Not like rapping. I'm saying, I think we're all a little bit scatologically curious. Like, I don't.
Where are
want
you getting this word?
To be pooped on.
Where's scatological?
But I'm curious about it.
Where did you find the word scatological?
I made it up. It's from an upcoming comedy set, March 5th, Comedy Night in Encinitas. Weaved it in.
Scatological?
Right? Scatologically curious. Trademarked.
So what is
Chris Cote?
Scatman Crothers is just a guy in a shit.
Scatting is.
Yeah, but it's also like
but
turds.
But it's also scat play.
Turds.
Turds.
Right.
Like if you go on Bumble and you put in your profile
scat your
scatologically
pants
curious,
right,
you're going to get some weird responses.
Shit handling.
Not that you're on Bumble. But if you were on Bumble and you put that, you would get weird.
So where were we? Do tour?
Please wash your hands after.
Anyway, so also at Do Tour, we have the Snowboarder Awards.
Are you presenting?
I am.
Are they re-gifting you your...
My no,
icon
that,
award.
That was the Trans World. See, Trans World dead. That trend, there is no more
again,
Trans World.
Todd's Legend Award is
cemented.
Negated.
So Snowboarder Awards, and this is kind of takes the place of the Trans World Rider Awards.
Takes the cake, if
takes
you will.
Takes the cake. Anyway, I think I might be presenting for Rookie of the Year, which is funny because I'm the oldest man in the room.
You're still a rookie.
So we got all kinds of great people that are going to be, you know, nominated. But for the men's riders of the year, we got guys like Travis Rice, Sage Kotzenberg, Red Girard.
Which you can vote on, right? Or no, is that?
Well, this would be for the, you could vote on the one for the People's
Reader's
Choice.
Reader's Choice, yeah. Who are you voting for Reader's Choice for 2019?
I'm not telling you.
Why?
This is my caucus.
Because when you go to the thing, if you tell me, someone's going to go, oh, thanks a lot, dude.
Yeah, vote for you if you vote
dick
for me, dickhead.
Rookie.
Yes.
Ex-legend. So the Snowboarder Awards is happening at Do Tour.
Simultaneously.
We went there once. Remember you let me sit at your table and everything?
Yeah, that was cool, right?
Yeah, and you did the speech that said there's no such thing
as front side.
Yeah,
I'm going to do a better speech this year.
And I got it.
Did you?
I got the reference. So that's happening.
Happening
up there.
The legendary Mount Baker Bank Slalom is happening this weekend too, which is gnarly because I always feel like there's always some event that's like a big ticket event right at the same time
as
Mount Baker. Yeah.
Oh, but they're still going to get the guys, Brian Aguchis and the...
At Baker. Yeah.
So that's kind of the core lords of snowboarding.
You know, the thing is like, look, all the best snowboarders in the world kind of
speak up. Don't whisper.
All kind of like all the best riders in the world, the best riders in the world are kind of at Baker.
Is Nicholas Mueller there?
Yeah.
He's awesome, huh?
But I kind
of
feel
just
like,
throw names out,
you know,
of snowboarders I like.
The best competitors in the world will be at Do Tour.
Where's Mark McMorris going to be?
Oh, he'll be at Do Tour.
He might win Do Tour.
But Mathieu Crepel, Quicksilver rider, OG, legend, friend of mine. He is going to defend his title at Mount Baker. And he's going to be up against guys like Terrier Hawkinson.
Right.
Ever heard
and side note, Brian Aguchi has a new Vans boot.
Oh, yeah?
Snowboard boot coming out.
Neat.
Yeah. And
what?
Adam Etzart, who's watching live right now, wants to say, don't forget to mention Austin Sweetin's new film,
A grapple.
Grapple.
Yeah.
Austin, what is Sweden, a grapple?
It's like it's this ice that kind of forms on chairlifts and stuff. It's like a styrofoam.
We got viewers from Brazil tuning into the live.
Oh yeah, so Austin Sweeten and Lucy put out this video on the Instagram called Grapple, and it's amazing, and it's a bunch of guys at Baker ripping around in the fog.
The Grapple sounds like another name for the villain in The Outsider.
Grapple?
The Grapple.
Grapple ganger?
We'll get to that.
All right.
Also, oh, this kid, Sun Peaks, where's that?
Sun Peaks, Idaho?
I think so.
He was missing?
A kid named Carson went missing Sunday afternoon. He took a shuttle up. Kamloops.
Oh, you know what that is? Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
So he rode up, never rode down. People were going, where's this kid?
They find him?
They found him. He just spent the night up on the mountain. Just like, had a little
just wanted to?
Solo camping thing. No, I think he got lost.
Oh. So it wasn't now. It wasn't like on purpose.
Now he's got a great adventure.
Sweet.
Yeah. Just
anything
real
else?
Quick. From the viewers tuning in, Hannah Burlesque. Follow Hannah Burlesque on Instagram. Special announcement. And also wanted to mention Nyjah was in a Super Bowl ad as well.
He was?
Yeah.
For what?
Don't know. Nike, probably.
Hmm.
Oh, our guy.
Who?
Do you know Joe Carlino?
Yeah.
Joe Carlino is awesome, right?
What's he got?
He's been filming snowboarding making videos forever. He just made a big one with a little camera. Shot on iPhone. Basically went to Bald Face with Ben Ferguson, Danny, Red Gerard.
You've seen the commercial of Danny Davis with the selfie, slow-mo selfie.
Yeah, all shot on iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty insane.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Carlino, what a great guy.
The iPhone.
And a great filmmaker.
Putting people out of business.
I mean, the iPhone, right? It's like 2020 is crazy.
Right?
It's the future.
I know. I can still barely shuffle all songs.
We're broadcasting live from our phone.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's wild.
Do you have any more snowboarding news?
Probably.
Snow conditions, good stuff happening.
This snow's good. It's going to snow.
It's going to snow.
Whatever.
And if it snows 9 inches or more, you let me know and I'll come up here and personally measure. I'm just saying. Not trying to be weird. Any more snow news?
No.
Good for you. You're going to do tour tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay. Todd is going to be the special Monday Mass correspondent at Do Tour.
I'm going
to
be.
Yep. Thank
I'll be
you
back.
So much.
I'll be back next Monday though.
We'll be here.
We'll talk about it.
It's gonna be that's gonna be a good show.
What do you? What's
this show's been pretty good.
What else do you have going on?
In snow news.
Do you have anything going on this weekend? That's exciting. Yeah, I feel like you always have exciting shit.
Nothing having to do with snowboarding. I actually have a free weekend.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Excited.
Well, it's up to me then.
Sweatpants, gummies.
All right.
Catching up on The Outsider.
Okay.
And with that, let's talk
nerd
news brought to you by Panic and Coffee
news.
And Tea with a side shot of NanoCraft CBD.
Here we go.
Look at that combination. Bam.
What do we want to talk about?
Okay.
Super
I had
Bowl
no
ads?
Idea. Let's talk about this first. I had no idea that this was happening.
Hmm.
Everybody's been talking about Star Wars Land and the new Star Wars ride.
Yes.
Rise of
Skywalker?
Rise of your Star Wars boner. What's it called?
What?
What's the new ride called?
Oh, the I know what you're talking about.
The Rise of something. The Rise of the new ride at Star
Rise
Wars.
Of the Resistance?
Yeah. Yeah. But there's also,
mm-hmm.
next door,
mm.
at Disney California Adventure,
mm-hmm.
the Avengers Campus. Quietly.
Wait, what?
They quietly have been building this thing.
Is it done yet?
It's going to be opening. Summer.
Wakanda forever.
It's got, so do you remember the haunted house ride, California Adventure? The haunted hotel? Thing.
Oh, the one where you drop
the one
out of
you
the...
drop?
Yes.
Well, that is now going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Okay.
Called Mission Breakout. And they also have...
So are they just rebranding shit that's over there already?
Well, yeah. But they're also building an Avengers campus. So it's going to be immersive, like Star Wars Land. You're going to be walking around, look up, Spider-Man's up there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be looking up, Rocket's up there. Ant-Man, Wasp, Doctor
but
Strange.
But how immersive could it be? Because the Avengers take place just like in here, like Earth.
I could at least show you 9 inches of immersion.
Wow.
In the Marvel Universe.
Really good.
Not what I'm talking.
You're burning the marshmallow
you
on this
think
one.
You know what I'm talking about? No, I have a ruler right here. It's broken. It used to be 12, and now it's 9. That's what I've been mentioning.
My 9-inch ruler.
So that's pretty cool.
Okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo, the football player, not football, football.
It's soccer.
First human
yeah.
to reach 200 million followers on Instagram. That's not Gabriel Medina's homie, right?
You've got me. Huh. 200 million followers?
Yeah.
I consider each one of you my closest friends.
You know, one time I was in Iceland with my friends, I got a friend over there, Hador, and we were playing Shithead, the card game. Mm-hmm. And he's got a lot of followers. We all have, you know, it's me, Josh Kerr, Hador, and a crew. And you play the game Shithead on cards, and you come up with bets, right?
Yeah.
One of them is like, go out and lay naked in the snow, snort a line of salt,
right.
Take a spoonful of this hot fish oil. Well, one of the loser bets was you have to go on your Instagram, look into your phone, and say, "Hey, I just wanted to give a shout out to all my followers. You guys are the best. You know, I love you so much. Thanks for the support." And then
that
you can't
it?
Say anything about it for 12 hours.
What do you mean you can't say anything about it?
You can't go back on it a minute later and go, "I'm just kidding. I will ask the game of Shithead." And it's really embarrassing.
Is it?
It is.
Oh.
Do it.
I don't want to.
Exactly. But if you had 200 million followers, you probably have to do something like that. Greta Thunberg, nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah. Your president does not like her.
My president. He does not.
He does not. He does not care for her.
He is very upset.
He is a butthurt young man.
But at least he knows.
I hope she wins.
He knows where Missouri is.
Politics. I mean,
you know,
am I right? Politics. Crazy. We should start a politics podcast and just spout shit we had known nothing about.
Did you watch Picard?
No.
The new Star Trek?
Nerd news, though, right?
But
there.
We're in it.
I know. I'm saying that is prototypical nerd news.
I was just curious. I haven't seen it yet. I feel like
Picard is among the best of the best in terms of bald heroes. You've got Picard, Bruce Willis, Larry David, George Costanza,
Phil Collins,
Moby. Yeah, he's a bald hero.
He is bald.
Kelly Slater, Michael Jordan,
Ian McKay. Who else?
McKay.
Bill Danforth.
The list goes on and on. Up the bald men. Thank you, Picard. I'll be there soon. Best Super Bowl ads. Okay, best Super Bowl ads for those of you who don't care about American football.
I
like
the one with the clicker, the Hyundai one.
Oh, my gosh. And you called it
before.
It's
really good, dude. It's really funny.
I would drive a Hyundai.
Because of that?
Thing's sick.
You fucking back it in there.
You just pull it up, ghost ride it in.
Yeah.
Just screw it. I love it. That was a great ad.
It's a good ad.
But I think the best ad.
Bill Murray.
The Jeep Gladiator.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Bill Murray seems like the kind of dude that, like, I just, like, wish he lived down the street.
He can do no wrong.
He really can.
He really can do no wrong.
He's fucking great.
He's Bill Murray.
And he's friends with Kelly Slater?
He's friends with RZA.
Really?
From Wu-Tang Clan. And Kelly Slater.
Wow.
And I mentioned him on Surf Breaks yesterday.
Does Kelly Slater go golfing with him?
I think so.
Are they like golf bros?
Yeah.
God, man.
Don't Bogart Bill Murray, Kelly.
Stop it.
Share him with us.
Carl Spackler is my co-pilot.
Golf if I have to. Hang out. This is pretty cool news. I found this on some website, sci-fi or something. So Todd Phillips' Joker is headed back to the stage, but not as just a film. You're actually going to be able to watch the film with a live
score?
Symphony.
Scoring it?
Have you ever been to one of those experiences?
No, but I know that Star Wars played in San Diego with a live symphony orchestra, and I heard it was incredible.
Pretty tight.
But it was also really loud, and you couldn't hear shit.
What do you mean?
Like,
you couldn't
they played the score during the movie, like in the scenes.
I think that's the point, though.
I'm all about the dialogue, dude.
Why don't you just watch it at home without the symphony? As if Joker wasn't creepy enough, imagine watching it with no sound and just a symphony.
That's weird.
Be tweaked.
Did you see the speech that Joaquin Phoenix gave about the BAFTAs and how there was literally no one of color or any other race nominated this year.
No.
It was pretty
Poignant.
I was going to say, that's so weird. I was going to say poignant.
Well, we've been doing this long enough. We share words.
It really was like he kind of cut to the meat of it.
Good.
It was good.
That is another reason that I loved the Back to the Super Bowl, the halftime show. It was a full celebration of Latin empowerment, female empowerment, LGBTQ.
Did you see the meme that was like, these guys hated it. It's just like 10 like white dudes with mustaches with sunglasses on that look like they probably have an AR in their car.
I just know
these guys really didn't like it.
People who are evangelicals who are outspoken about it definitely have a GIMP tied up in their basement.
Sorry about
this is nasty. Then they go downstairs and they spank their
cultural butthurt.
They spank their GIMP. It was a brilliant, beautiful halftime show, and I immediately started. I remembered how much I love Shakira. I didn't remember how much I loved her. She's amazing. She opens a bunch. She's opened multiple schools for underprivileged kids in Colombia.
Really?
Yeah. And her hips do not lie.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Craig is making his final appearance as 007 in No Time to Die.
Are you a Bond fan?
I love all. Every Bond.
Listen.
All of them.
Okay, do you subscribe to the fan theory that Bond, like 007,
yes,
is just like the name James Bond in 007 is applied to anyone that is a 007 agent. Like James Bond is their name. That would explain the whole timeline from Sean Connery all the way up through Pierce Brosnan to now.
That totally
how
makes
they
sense.
How they can all be Bond.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. It's James Bond is the name of the
007
super spy
agent.
Yeah.
That's just their
name. They all have, we don't know any of their actual names.
I don't think that that's ever been like confirmed, but
just make that up?
No, it's a pretty meaty fan theory.
Huh.
And I like it. I think it's really cool because then you can just have you could have a 007 be a woman, you know, like, and she could still be James Bond. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And this one, I love every James Bond movie. Daniel Craig is among my favorite Bonds.
Roger Moore.
He's right up there.
Roger Moore.
I think Roger Moore's my favorite. But I celebrate all of them.
Roger Moore is my favorite.
This one comes out in 2 months. And who else is in it? Rami Malek is going to be a badass
bad boy named
Safin.
He plays he's so weird looking that his scary villains would be scary.
Yeah.
That's one thing that the James Bond movies always do, is they always have the creepiest looking villains.
Yeah, they do.
They do a really good job of casting with that.
Okay.
All right, let's go for questions.
Check it out. That was Nerd News, and I'm going to just look at some of the questions we have coming in from the live feed.
Okay.
Thank you to everybody. Posture Plank says, you ever surf Lake Superior?
I want to.
Want to. Drop the pin. Send the invite. Who else we got? We got Freckleface saying, I'm out. Please no.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Mo Daddy says, you guys are the newest power couple. Thank you. Frankenstein says, yeah, boys. What's up, Frankenstein?
None of these are questions.
Teddy Weiland says, Todd's sweatshirt.
What? It's chemistry quality goods.
That's right. He wants to know what it was. He wants to buy it. Freckleface wanted to remind us about Rowan's shoe coming out.
Oh.
Rowan has a pro model shoe coming out on Vans.
On Vans?
It's tight.
How come there's none of these are questions?
We're
getting to our questions.
We are. Hello from Brazil, from the Bastidas.
Hello.
Surfer Magazine says, Mark Calvin, 360 flipped baggage cart.
Clavin?
Clavin.
Yes.
What is that?
Wait, is that from Surfer Magazine?
Surfer Magazine.
Mark Clavin is he's slowly becoming the most iconic snowboard industry person ever. He's just one of those dudes that you can count on to kind of hurt themselves a lot.
Okay.
He's great.
SoulSlider70 says, shit, what did I just walk into? LOL. Accidental tourist on the live feed. When Pasita Pasello wants to know, when am I going to get a pro model? Well, when I go pro.
Right.
Hey, everybody. There we go. We're going off of live to answer questions.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, now let's answer questions. Exclusive. This is an exclusive.
Let's just do four.
Okay.
Four questions.
I got a couple here.
All right, go.
This is from Adam Etzart, a longtime fan of both, goes all around. What was your favorite all-time snow, surf, or skate trip, Todd?
Trip?
Yeah.
I
got mine easy. Drive through Europe was mine.
That was yours?
Yeah.
Did you go with, who are you with?
Kelly
Benji?
Slater.
Were you Benji?
Ever heard of him?
Benji.
Rye Craik, Rizal Tenjung, Greg Browning,
wow.
Matt Bouchane, Dustin Humphries.
In a motorhome?
In a motorhome, on scooters, Rome, France, Italy, Varace. It was the best trip ever.
That's really cool.
Beat
I
that.
I think my favorite one was my first snowboard trip to Japan, and because it was so weird. And this is like in the 90s when not everyone spoke English in Japan. It was just crazy and weird and toys and
yeah.
guns you could shoot each other with, and it's fun.
I love Japan so much. Teddy Weiland says, have you guys got to skate Nora's mini ramp yet?
No,
never got the invite. Weird.
I don't think we need to get invited, but it's just, it's like, I think about it, and it's like a lot of effort to go there.
Yeah, this is a great question. MRM 1216, this guy's all over it, longtime fan, longtime listener. Wise guy. Like him.
What is he saying?
If you guys could swap trick bags with one current pro surfer and or snowboarder, who would it be?
Trick bags?
Okay, so you get to take any bag of tricks from a current skater or snowboarder. Who's it going to be?
Skater or snowboarder or surfer?
Let's just say one of each.
Okay. From... Wow. Just tricks, so you would have your own style. You just taking the tricks.
You just get their tricks.
Just get their tricks. Oh man,
I
would go for skating. I'd go Grant Taylor.
Ooh, good one.
For surfing, I would go. I'll go Josh Kerr.
Okay.
And then for snowboarding. Rene Renekangas.
Okay. Great picks. Surfing, I'm going to go with... Shoot. I'm going to make this... let's say bag of tricks. I'm going Chippa Wilson. Because that would be fun to do shove-its and stuff.
All right.
For snowboarding, I'm just going to go Marcus Cleveland.
Ooh, fuck. That was a good
one. I know. I took him. I have his bag of tricks, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so, sorry. Skating...
Like, do you want to be street? Like, what do you want to do?
I'm going authentic Andy Anderson.
Wow.
I want his tricks.
He can do every trick.
He can do anything.
Yeah.
And everything. He can do anything, everything, and more.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice one.
Okay.
All right.
Last question.
One more.
Last question is from Becky Bubbs. Question for Todd. We all went there, but what is the widest your snowboard stance ever got? ?
Widest. Okay.
there's no race.
What's the widest your stance?
What's the widest?
Oh, man.
What's the widest your stance ever got?
I think the widest I ever went was probably like 23.
Okay.
But that's my stance now is like 22 and a half. So it's like not, I never went crazy.
Right.
But it's just, you know, it kind of just depends on comfort level. I think right now my is like 22, 22 and a half, depending on how I put the bindings on my board. I used to be really anal about my stance. I'd measure everything out, but I just stand on my board now and kind of put my bindings where my feet are.
Yeah.
And just deal.
I honestly, I set my bindings up wrong every time and I just deal with it. I'm not good enough to notice, to be honest.
Your board's in my house still.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
My K2 broadcast. I'm coming to get it,
I'm
Todd.
About to sell it.
Do you have any more questions? Do you have any questions for me, Todd?
No.
I have no questions for you.
Okay, good.
All right. Have fun at Dew Tour. We'll see you
I'll be back.
You might see us, but you'll hear us next week on the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday Mass. Let's leave them.
Insert
with
outro
some
music.
More TSOL.
Wait. Black Magic. No. Let's go.
It's got to be from 1993
to 1983.
Yeah.
No, then go to Revenge. Right there.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
Oh, this is
that's a good song. Okay, good.